my time, 2 hours of an organization to the madness, discussing the ever-changing dynamics of being both physically and mentally prepared for a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it, ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines. Guests that are not afraid to question the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factist that pushes constitutional concepts. The place and the time are the same, another dimension we call Mountain High Time. Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain High Time. Right here on Revolution.radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello and welcome to Plato's Cave on WZZR, coming to you from Australia for Revolution Radio on revolution.radio. That's right, it's on to Fresh, which are uncensored, we think. Oh. You never know, you see, that's the thing, you don't know. Do we have self-censorship? I'm sure we do. But this is important. This station is completely listener supported, which means no one is sponsoring it, no corporations, non-governmental or governmental organizations or bureaucracies are supporting the station. So if you can support the station, please do. If you cannot, that's okay. Just tell people about the station. That's right. The more people listen, the more people will donate. I'm sure. Convinced I am. Today is the 25th of April 2024, which means it's almost May. Almost May. Also Anzac Day in Australia.
It sure
lest we forget. We'll talk about that in a second, a little bit. You can catch the cave on the air, on the line, all the time, and on your smart device. You grab an app to listen anywhere or listen at home on a grace table of digital radio. Why not? Archives are free. Another good reason to donate. Any currency is good. Including crypto, right? Because the archives are free. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land from which we broadcast. And for Dave.
It's the Darker Gem.
Thank you, sir. And for myself, of course, the Dark People. We like to pay our respects to elders, past, present, and future. I apologize I wasn't able to dial in earlier. So we might have had a couple of minutes of dead air. But like I said, for some reason, I could not get into the station. No, I didn't.
It would have been 20 seconds, if anything, to be honest, Mackie.
No, okay, that's good. And I'd like to say thank you very much to the producers out there. I think it's Daran. Thank you, sir.
Great work. Very crisp and quick response.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay. Oh, there's a connection beep from my Skype. Is there?
I didn't hear it.
Okay. In the chat room, okay. Anyone, is there a connection beep coming from me? If there
it's
is.
Just the CIA handlers, Mackie. Don't worry about those. They enjoy the show.
I thought it was a whistle. I thought it was a whistle.
Just a call out to all of our friends in the lettered agencies.
Okay.
That's not a wavefront.
Indeed.
I remember when you only got those when your call was being recorded. Remember in the olden days?
I do. In the olden days. There's someone whistling on the line, Marge. No, you're just imagining things. Who would whistle on the line? I had crossed lines. Now, in the old landlines, we actually had crossed that. Lines sometimes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was a bit odd. I'd like this, I think, this is true. It's just like a Slavic language. You know? I can't remember, maybe Polish or something. And I had a crossed line.
Oh, is that what the voice we're hearing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Very strange. Anyway, all good.
I know that my friend and I, whoever I was talking with, as soon as we heard another voice, you just both immediately become quiet and listen to it. Because it's an ear into another world. You don't know where it is.
No, no, I'm with you.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You tried to make out whatever you could. Those were the days, Mickey.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, there's a few things I wanted to touch on today, following up from Tuesday. But one thing that we cannot walk past is the current situation on the campuses in the United States. And this is on a number of different campuses, quite prestigious universities, by the way, where hundreds, if not thousands of students are engaged in protests and quite interesting. You know, so I don't know. Have you seen the police in full? I mean, they look like soldiers. I mean, they got swords
right here.
Okay. Give me a second, Dave. Just I'm going to try something here. You keep going.
I'm just going to talk amongst myself. There you go. Look at that. I didn't think I could do it. Oh, I was going to say, look, my late mother published a book, and I've popped it up on Amazon. And if you, I'll pop the link into the chat room if I can during the show. And it's called the book is called The House with Three Doors. It's kind of 18 plus, and it's kind of like if James Bond never existed. You know, that Hollywoodized version of mystery and, you know, intrigue and I think the sex part.
Sorry, Dave, I got to hang up because I just listened into the station. The beep is extremely distracting.
So is
it? I gotta pull me in again
when we're done. All right.
Sorry, guys, but the beep must be annoying to you as well, surely.
Narara in here, and I'll get his own A right quick. We're on B right now.
No worries.
Let me just feeding B over into A. Okay, now we're on A and B. Just go ahead. Can you pull him in, or
I'll pull him in. I can't.
Oh, okay. Let me find him. Let me find him. Where'd he go? geez, okay. Oh, wait, still got to do it this other way. Hang on, I'm about to do it the wrong way again. Let me... My goodness. Let's see. My goodness, I'm having trouble here too. Okay. I'm just going to mute out. You go ahead and speak. Yeah. I'll get him in here.
Thank you, sir. All righty. I think we're back soon anyway with Dave. I think I'm on the air. So thank you so much, sir, Darren. Much appreciated. A lot of tech work happening in the background here. And I really like to thank the producers at the station for helping me out coming back on the air. But I hope that you can all hear me without the annoying beep that was overshadowing all content. But here we are. Okay, somewhat shortened, but, you know, we'll nonetheless soldier on. The one thing I did want to talk about, and hopefully they're not going to pull the plug again, whoever did out in the world, the student protests. It's real. It's reminiscent of what happened during Vietnam in many ways. And it is something that is now definitely getting world attention, obviously, right? It's on all the news channels. In fact, I watched an American news, I think ABC News Hour or something, I watched today. And it was on there as well, front and center. So it's no longer hidden away from the view, but it's wide open, which of course means there are certain agendas being followed here, one of them being the pressure that needs to be put on the Israelis as far as the activities and operations in Gaza are concerned. I think that's one of the major agenda items that are being pushed now by having the student protest broadcast. I mean, the student protests themselves are quite clear. We have protests here in Sydney every weekend. I missed the show, Shiny Set Out, that is, because I was stuck in the city. I couldn't get out because of the protest, but, you know, them's the breaks. Usually on a Sunday, so you're forewarned. Don't go into the city on a Sunday because there are these massive protests coming through, right? But it is the thing. It is a thing. It's real. I was a little concerned when I saw the police, both on horseback, on bicycles. I don't know why they were on bicycles. But also with armored vehicles and in full riot gear. I mean, these were tactical helmets and assault rifles. Is that really required for police work? Look, I don't know. It just looked like an occupying force, to be honest with you. That was, and it got quite, I don't want to say brutal, but it was certainly, there was some shoving and pushing and people falling to the ground. The students didn't seem that violent, to be honest with you. It was really the authorities that seemed to be more aggressive in this space. But again, exactly as it was during the Vietnam era. Yeah, no, definitely, Darren. Thank you so much for getting us back on the air. Really appreciate your efforts, my friend. That just speaks to the quality of the producing staff here at Revolution Radio, which, by the way, is listener-funded. So if you can, please donate, okay? Just do it. Do it.
Grab yourself on some merch from the station's website, too.
Also good. So, yeah, that's happening, right? It's a real thing. Operations are continuing. Ukraine wars has received new Tinder, $61 billion. Long-range missiles were delivered already. And that's serious stuff. So now they can actually attack the Crimea, which is a little ways away. But, of course, not just the Crimea. 300-kilometer
distance, they're going to be able to go wherever they want with those.
I think Moscow is in range, if I'm not mistaken. I'll check the map. But look, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if I was the Ukrainians, I would put pressure on the Russians, on their airports, military installations, military bases, et cetera, that are supplying the front lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 100%. I mean, you can't just fight on the front lines. That's silly, because you lose. You have to attack the like Dave said, supply lines. And there's just one other thing, though, Dave, unless you wanted to add something to, you know, the Gaza
protests. No, just let's protests. Just roll it.
Mm-hmm. Let's roll. Okay, good. Look, we had some experts again to tell us about inflation and, you know, how it's just not coming down fast enough. And in fact, you know, it's gotten worse a little bit. And you see, the thing is this. You have to take a step back and really understand what's going on. Let's all take a collective step back. Whoosh, that's the collective step back. You know, like an army when someone... When someone asks you to volunteer, everybody's
taking. I need a volunteer, and everyone else steps back at you. Yeah, that's it.
That's the way it works. Okay.
Work.
So inflation, what it means is your money is worth less. That's what inflation means. Your money buys less stuff, and the theory is it buys less stuff because more people are buying the same amount of goods and services that was there before. So if you had 1,000 people wanting to buy 1,000 services and they cost you a dollar, everything is good. If you've got 2,000 people wanting to buy 1,000 goods and services, that's not so good. Makes sense, right? I mean, it's pretty straightforward supply and demand. So if your means of production, you know, for goods and services stay at the same level as your consumption, happy days. Happy days. That doesn't seem to be the case here. So more people seemingly are spending more money on a limited number of goods and services. Now, there was some analysis done, right? But I did my own analysis. I like to call it the common sense factor. Everything is getting more expensive because interest rates have gone up. So, okay, what does that mean? This is important because if you don't understand this, you can't be part of the conversation. Interest rates have gone up on the cash rate and on loans, et cetera, et cetera. That means that people who have loans with banks, which is pretty much everybody, well, most people, they are now paying more money for the same thing. Whatever they had before, they're now paying more money for the same thing. So if you have a mortgage, the house hasn't changed, it's still the same house. But because your interest rate has gone up, you're now paying more each week, each month, whatever your payment is, than you did before, and significantly more. So your spending is up. So the economy registers this as spending. You're spending money, which drives inflation. The more money is spent in the economy, the more inflation is driven. What we're also having then is an effect on the cost of living. They like to call it cost of living pressure. As your interest rates go up, everybody's interest rates go up, including businesses and business loans. So they're now charging more for whatever goods and services. Not because more people are wanting to buy those goods and services. No, it just costs more to make them because interest rates have gone up. Okay? No other reason. Just because interest rates have gone up, it costs more now to provide you these goods and services because these institutions, corporations, mom and pop shops, have to service their loans, just like you do. Okay? That's important. Keep that in mind. Now, what you have then on top of that is called profiteering. So let's say, you know, there's a legitimate reason to put prices up. Off they go, right? Up they go. But then it goes into kind of a cycle. And a lot of businesses do this, especially big businesses, especially monopoly businesses or duopoly businesses. They just keep raising prices. And in Australia, I'll give you a simple example. It's all over the press. Well, actually, not in the last couple of weeks, but before it was. Mm-hmm. Woolworths and Coles here in Australia are pretty much they're the giants when it comes to supermarkets. They're it. There's Aldi, there's IGA, a couple of smaller ones, right? But those two, they have got probably 80-90% of the market cornered. And they're everywhere. Literally everywhere. They are not paying more for the things they sell to you. They're just charging you more. So a lot of farmers and primary producers, etc., they're saying, look, we can't stay in business anymore because our costs have increased, because rates have gone up, interest rates, that is, right? So it is now no longer viable for us to stay in business. So we go out of business. The big Coles and Woolies, they don't care. They want to get as cheap as they can to sell with as much profit as they can. That's exactly what they're doing. So they're paying either the same or less than they did before, and they're charging you more because they can. Because that's what's killing us. That's what's pretty much destroying our civilization. It's this never-ending need for ever-rising profits, which is, of course, insane. In a system with limited resources, you just have so much to move. There's no such thing as unlimited growth. It's a silly concept. It's complete nonsense. But that's where we are. So people, because it is people in the end, and these people that have businesses, they're charging you more and more and more and more. Because you ask yourself, why is that? Why am I paying more and more? Because, well, no one is stopping them. Oh, you know, there's the investigations and committees and commissions and, you know, consumer watchdogs. So what? Nothing really happens. They just keep charging you whatever they feel like.
They're pretty not much. Policeable.
No, it's not regulated. No. Mm-hmm. And that is across the economy.
If all of the primary producers went through a co-op, for instance, and the co-op was, you know, controlled, and if you wanted to buy anything off those producers, you had to go through this place, that would be the only way to control it, at least announce it to everyone what was actually happening.
Yeah.
Because you can only buy it for the price we're offering it. Otherwise, good luck with that. Yeah. You don't get any of it.
And that's the power that you have in a co-op as a producer. You get together and you tell the big, you know, supermarkets no, because there's no one else they can buy from. So they have to buy at co-op prices, which means everybody gets a fair share. Right? It's not just supermarkets; it's everything. It's everything.
That's right. I know. And when the big supermarkets, whoever they are, and I don't care what planet you're on, it's all the same, because the same problem with pricing is not isolated to Australia.
That's right.
It's actually not global, because there's some countries that aren't affected at all by it. But it is in a lot of countries, and they're all complaining about exactly the same thing. All the people are complaining about exactly the same thing. And there's eyes on Australia right now, like, see what they're doing? Look, they have an inquiry. They've got the CEOs, or the ex-CEO from Woolies and the current CEO from Coles, now two big markets, and they're grilling them. And then I think Woolies almost did a contempt of court the other day. I've been watching it because I can at the moment. I've got some more time than I need. And I was really surprised, Becky. I was still surprised at it's kind of like, you know, the Prince Andrew. Is it Andrew? Wasn't it Andrew?
Yeah, yeah. When he did the interview.
He did the BBC interview. Yeah, and he thought he'd done great.
Yeah.
But it was appalling. And I watched the movie of it. They did a movie called Scoop. Really good.
It is.
And I think it was really well played. I think that they you know, they did fictionalize some things in there, but you know what, the gist is there, it doesn't matter. This is the same thing. The CEOs are there and they're answering questions, but they think they're doing a great job, but it's just putting them deeper and deeper into, wow, really? Are you as arrogant as that? As to say, one of them was asked, you know, hey, Mackie, you know, when you get the loyalty cards and you use them and you get discounts. The Woolworths guy was asked, oh, you know, have you used the discount card? And he goes, yep, sure I have. And the lady said, I've never used it. Or the other way around. I don't really care who it was. One admitted it openly and the other one said, no, they've never used it. Oh, okay. Why? Why? Why would you not use it? It's like, you can't, it's not like, are you or have you ever been a communist? I read one of the papers once, right? You can't, where they're going with their answers, I can see in their head a blatant lie that they've never used it, because, you know, you don't get rich writing a lot of checks. And I'm sure if I had $1 trillion, I would still use my loyalty card to get the discounts. Why not? I'm entitled to it. Oh, the entitlement isn't because you're rich. It's because you work for the company and you get a card. You get a discount card. Far out. Yeah. I would use it for sure. And I'd be happy. I'd say, well, we offer that to all of our customers. Like, you're not going to wrestle me and tie me up into, oh, look at you, rich person, taking advantage of you. No, it's not advantage. It's the same thing as Musk. Musk is getting I'll give it back to you. Musk is currently getting grilled by both sides of Parliament in Australia, wanting to serve him a lawsuit to be able to pull down and have him control what Australian users of X, formerly Twitter, can see. And he goes, that's censorship. And I don't support censorship. The platform is what it is. If it's illegal, I'll take it down. And he has. He's done that quite successfully, actually. He's broken a whole bunch of illegal things that were going on Twitter that the former CEO just let happen. Didn't even care. Or maybe promoted it. I don't know. But anyway, here he is. So far, both sides of politics here, Voldemort and Lispy, right? They're together on trying to push this message that we need to start controlling the narrative. And let's use Twitter to do that. We already have Facebook under control, for that matter. Yeah, why aren't you doing it, X? Come on. And he goes, well, it's not illegal. And our media, Mackie, is still using the words alleged stabbing of the padre, right? In that church, even though on X I've seen the actual footage of it. And they're trying to withhold the footage from everybody. And they want to perpetually use this terminology in mainstream media, alleged, like the perpetrator was alleged to have stabbed the guy. No, it's on video. It's all there. You can see it. It's there it is. And that drives me spare. So back to inflation. It's happening all around the world. And in some places, little tiny pockets, there isn't, but for the majority it is. And it is ruining the good times we had. I think we had it pretty good. You know, things would fluctuate, but it was artificially being held low so that the government was happy that, inflation wasn't so high by, like I said, artificially keeping the products in the shopping cart at a reasonable price. And that was by screwing the primary producers. And that's been an awful thing. But right now, I mean, I saw a person in front of me, Mackie, with one of those half trolley height ones, you know, the small ones, $400. Ooh. When I, 10 years ago, $400 would have been probably two and a half, maybe three trolleys worth. Now it's one trolley. It's not even a full trolley. It's a half height. I'm appalled at where we're at. Petrol's crazy. But there isn't only one reason for it. Remember when we did fiat currency, the value of all of the effort in the currency is also devalued by the government borrowing money.
Look, that's true, but the key thing here to understand when it comes to this whole fiasco, and that's really what we're talking about, this is that what they're doing, the increasing or the raising of interest rates, right, is what's driving inflation, because it has a really negative impact on the economy. It doesn't lead to less spending. it leads to more spending. Because the theory is this. It's a very simple theory. It's stupid, but it's what they think. You have $100. It's $100. There you go. If I increase interest rates, you're more likely to put your money in the bank so it earns interest. Right? That's what they
think. That's right.
But if I lower interest rates, well, there's really no incentive to put it in the bank. Right? So you're probably going to spend it. Now, of course, that's a completely harebrained idea these days. Because people don't put money in the bank for interest anymore. It just doesn't happen. You put it in bonds, in stocks, in cryptocurrency, property, a whole bunch of stuff.
Long-term investments,
And because people do that, it hurts them when you raise interest rates. So rather than encouraging more people to save, which is this is like thinking of 100 years ago, really, you're actually increasing inflation by contributing to an increase in the cost of everything, which is then reflected in higher prices. You know what? The number four or number three reason for inflation that was officially listed in the report I saw on eating out. Eating out.
Really?
Eating out was the number four or three reason why we're having such bad inflationary numbers. It was haircuts the other day. No, wrong. It's interest rate rises. It is big bosses and senior management getting massive bonuses and spending them on a whole bunch of stuff, taking out more loans, okay, while everybody else is struggling to pay more for the same thing they did before. They're not buying more stuff. Mm-hmm. They just have to pay more for the same stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is the thing, right? If you increase the cost of everything via interest rate rises, people are not spending more money because they're buying more stuff. They're spending more money because they have to get the same stuff they had before. People are getting to the point where they're spending all of their money. Forget saving anything. They're spending all of their money just to stay alive, just to pay the rent, the bills, food, school expenses for your children, petrol for the car, like Dave said. It's like $2.50 a liter or some crazy thing, right?
Yeah, $2.53 I paid.
That's insane. Now, this is the reason, everybody, not because, you know, we're eating, oh, you're eating too many smashed avocados on your toast. That's the problem. No, it is not. It's a complete nonsense, but we all lap it up. And nobody is arguing against it. Why isn't anybody standing up and saying, what you're saying is complete nonsense? Not a single person. They're all too focused on the narrative. Nobody even asks the question, is this even true? Is this really how it works? No, it doesn't really work like that. No. No, it doesn't. Use your common sense for crying out loud. If I'm Joe Block's average and I've got $100 to spend, you put up my interest rates on everything, not just mine, but everybody else's. All of a sudden, all the stuff I need to buy, like milk and eggs and rice and bread and whatever, tennis, the money I used to spend last week is no longer enough. I need to spend more money. It's not because there's more people trying to buy all this stuff. It's because you raised interest rates. It's because you raised interest rates. Okay? Now, if you lowered interest rates, then the argument goes, oh, then people will spend more and more and more. No. They will probably spend less. They might spend more on discretionary items, which is good for the economy. You do in a healthy economy, you do want people to spend. You do. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Right? And this is the thing. It's the other question, of course, is volume of money. As we all know, there are two ways to get money into the economy. One is through, well, you print it. Right? That's the government way. Or you borrow it. That's credit creation. So you've got currency creation or you've got credit creation. That's it. That's it. The other way to get money in the economy. And well, currency creation is really debt creation, okay? That's just really what it is. So we're all running around with promissory notes in our wallets and electronic bank accounts. You have to reduce. If you really want to curb inflation, you reduce the money. The money in the economy, the volume of money in the economy. But at the same time, you have to get the interest rates at a sensible level so people can afford the necessities of life. Because if you force them to spend more and more on it, Because it's the same service. This is the very definition of inflation. My electricity bill for four people is X this week. Next week, it's 4X. I'm getting the same electricity, the same amount of electricity. I'm getting the same amount of water. I'm getting the same loaf of bread, but it costs more. Not because I'm buying more bread. See, this is, for me, Dave, this is where it all falls apart. I mean, how can you not look at it this way and say, what we're doing is actually making things worse for people?
Certainly.
You know?
There's only one lever. This is the problem. Yeah. There's only one lever that the government has. They've always used it. It's interest rates. It controls the economy. That's it.
It does.
That is all they pull and push, and that is it. And, of course, they're not directly doing it, and they say they don't have any direct causality. They're not allowed to touch the lever. They have an independent body that does it, but that's the Federal Reserve Bank.
It's insanity. By the way, Comet and Flea, you're absolutely correct. Flea says here that they'll raise rates high enough and make things expensive enough, so we'll all appreciate how to earn nothing and be happy.
That's right.
So agree with you, and Comet, you too.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and Earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.